Welcome to Israel 18 News at 9 a.m. Here's your hourly briefing. It's a clear and sunny morning across Israel, with mild temperatures making it pleasant to be outside. From Tel Aviv to Jerusalem, the skies are bright, promising a warm day ahead. Here are today's headlines. First, a personal story from Walla describes the impact of October 7th on daily life in Israel, highlighting the sudden return to normalcy in a time of conflict. Also, Rachel Rabin, the sister of former Prime Minister Yitzhak Rabin, has passed away at the age of 10-1. This news comes from Israel Hayom, affecting many in Kibbutz Manara and the Kibbutz movement at large. Also this hour, the IDF has destroyed a significant Hezbollah tunnel network, securing a key area. This update comes from JNS, emphasizing Israel's continued defense efforts. Separately, the Times of Israel reports that Farah Hamed, a Hamas terrorist involved in a deadly 2003 attack, was killed in a Gaza airstrike. And finally, a documentary shown in Venice alleging Israel's actions in Gaza received a standing ovation. The Israeli army has responded, saying the film misrepresents wartime actions. This comes from JTA. Here's what people are saying online. AMK Mapping, a New Zealand-based account tracking military events, noted just minutes ago that Ukrainian forces have recaptured a village in the Kharkiv Oblast. Ella Kay shared a post earlier today referencing The Economist's stance on European no-go zones, questioning its accuracy in the current climate. Meanwhile, Israel's foreign ministry highlighted a statement from the prime minister and defense minister about the IDF's recent destruction of Hezbollah infrastructure. This strategic move concludes years of development meant to threaten Israel's northern border. Now for more on those stories. Starting with Israel Hayom's report on Rachel Rabin. Her passing marks the end of an era for Kibbutz Manara, where she was a pioneering figure. Over her long life, she contributed significantly to education and community building. Her legacy continues to inspire many within the kibbutz movement. Turning to the JNS report, the IDF's recent operation against Hezbollah has successfully dismantled a long-standing threat. This action follows years of tension along Israel's northern border. The move is seen as a crucial step in maintaining security for nearby communities. Meanwhile, the Times of Israel confirms the death of Farah Hamed in Gaza. Hamed was linked to the killing of an Israeli MK's husband in 2003. His death in the recent airstrike reflects ongoing efforts to dismantle Hamas leadership. This could impact future negotiations and security dynamics in the region. Finally, the JTA reports on the controversial documentary in Venice. The film accuses Israel of disproportionate actions in Gaza, sparking debate on international perceptions of military conduct. The army's response highlights the complexities of wartime ethics and the challenges of international scrutiny. On the economic front, first, Maariv Business highlights a New Year discussion on housing and stock market trends. This analysis looks at governmental decisions and their market impact. Separately, Tech reports that the IDF plans to establish a new branch focused on AI and autonomous warfare. This development aims to enhance Israel's technological edge across military domains. And finally, from Walla Business, a major AI company has decided not to acquire an Israeli firm, as reported by Bloomberg. This decision comes after extensive negotiations impacting the local tech industry. You've been listening to Israel 18 News on Friday. Our next update is at 10 a.m. Stay safe. This bulletin was generated using AI based on publicly available information. Please verify key details independently.